Parsha begins, Va'ata Tetzaveh Pnei Yisrael. Stop it, please. Turn it off. Why are you so late? Va'ata Tetzaveh Pnei Yisrael, Ve'yikwe Lecho Shemen Zayis Zoch Kosis Lamoir. It uses a lashon of Tetzaveh. We see in many places, Chazal say, Ein Tzav, Ela Loshen Ziras. Tzav means a Loshen to create excitement, eagerness, to push the people to do it. Tzav is being Mazaras the people. Why would they need Ziras over here? To give the Shemen Zayis Zoch, to give a little bit of oil. In last week's parasha, they're giving gold and silver, precious stones. They're giving expensive items. And here, all they're giving is a little bit of the oil. And he uses the Loshen of Tzav, a Loshen Ziras. So I once heard a pshat that when you're fundraising for a yeshiva, it's much easier to fundraise. If you want to fundraise, you need, and you are not quoted in the yeshiva, you need even bookshelves in the yeshiva, desks for the yeshiva. But when you want to fundraise, you need supplies, food for the yeshiva. You need paper plates for the yeshiva. People don't want to give money for that. People like to give money which they feel is everlasting. They're able to see their name on it forever and ever. Lemaisa, it's a mistake. The food for the yeshiva goes to Bachrim. Those Bachrim are B'nai Torah, and he gives them kaychas to learn Torah. That's Torah itself. It's more valuable giving food for yeshiva than giving for a bookshelf in yeshiva. Can't manage without a bookshelf. But that's how people are. People feel, it's more. I can see it, my children will see it, my name's up there. So when it came to collecting the gold, the silver, didn't have to be Mazaris. Everybody was running to give. I want my name up there. Or in HaKodesh, donated by. But when it came to the oil is getting used up, it used Loshen Tzav, Ziras. Similarly, you see, next week's parasha begins, and Rashi mentions over there how they collected different types of trumas. One of the Machtzis HaShekel they collected was for the Adonim, for the sockets. Everybody had to give a half a shekel of silver for the sockets. Why is it the sockets needed to be given by everybody? Why didn't you have them taken from a donation? People give silver and you'll make the sockets. Just like the crush and the boards which go into the sockets themselves could have been donated by people giving kesef and you'll use it. So the pshat is, again, when you want to build a building for yeshiva, it's much easier to build once you've got the foundation done, once you've got the frame up. You come to people and say, we want to buy a piece of land. It's never going to happen. People don't believe you. They don't trust you. You're never going to get the money together. They see it's well on the way. It's much easier to do the fundraising. Yeshiva Spring Valley have an easier time now fundraising. The building's three quarters up. They know it'll be ready in a short while. They'll give the money. But when you want to buy the actual land, who knows if it'll work out? Nobody wants to give that first $100,000. One of the emphasis we see in this week's parasha is Va'ata Tadabel Kol Chachmei Lev. Over and over again by the Mishkan, we see this emphasis of Chachmei Lev and Lev. Asher Melesev Ruach Chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chachma to people who are Chachmei Lev. That would seem to be a catch 22. How do you get Chachma? If you have Chachma. How does one get it? So we have to define who is called Chachmei Lev, because they are the ones that get the Chachma. So the way to find it out, says Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz, is we look at someone who did get Chachma from the Rabbeinu Shlom. Who was blessed with Chachma from the Rabbeinu Shlom? Shlomo HaMelech. So how did he get Chachma? The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, Mo etein loch, what should I give you? And he answered back, Lev Shemea Lahovin Ben Tov L'ra. He asked for a heart to understand between good and evil. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, since you didn't ask for long life, you didn't ask for riches, you asked for a lev chacham v'noven, that's what you're going to get. Hinei nesata lecha lev chacham v'noven. So he was zeicha to chachma because he was mevakish. He was looking for chachma. He had a desire for chachma. He was willing to sacrifice long life, willing to sacrifice money, because he knew life only has value with Chochmah. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ritzeach, Bale Chochmah Mvaksheho, Beloi Torah, they know without Torah, Kemisa Em Chashuvim. It's like death, it's worthless without having Torah. So a Lev Chacham is a Mevakesh Chachma. What is the Tshuka Mitis? How much desire does one have to have for Chachma? How far does it go? So if we look at Gashmias, we can learn from that, and we can see how much a person has to desire. The perfect place is Haman. Haman was somebody who had everything. He had riches, he had covered, he had bonim. And what happened? One little thing he didn't have. Kol zeh einenu shoveli. All this is worth nothing to me, as long as Mordechai doesn't bow down. One little piece missing. It's not complete. There's something missing in his life. That's how much a person should seek Chochmah. He needs it, mamish, every bit of Chochmah that he can get. The famous story they bring down, to bring out this point, Rabbi Isaac Harif, the Gaon Olam, he was looking for a son-in-law. So he went to Yeshiva, and he asked the Kasha in the Beis Medrash. And whoever could answer, he would take him for a son-in-law. And so, different Bachram came with different terutzim. And one after the other, he shlugged up their terutzim. And he saw there was nobody he felt right for his daughter. So he left. He was on his wagon, a distance from the yeshiva. And all of a sudden, he heard somebody puffing and panting, chasing the wagon. He took him on the wagon. He says, what is it? He says, you want to tell me another teretz? He says, no. So he says, what do you want? The guy is exhausted. He says, I want to, what is the teretz to the kasha? Oh, he says, you're the one. That's what I want for my daughter. Somebody's a vakesh chachma, who cares to know the teretz. This is what we have to be in life. It's not just good enough to be a chacham, you have to be a mevakesh chacham. And it's interesting, just to contrast, how we bring out that point with that story, because the goyish world also believes, the secular world believes, in being mevakesh chacham. They bring it out with a different story. So you can contrast the two stories. They bring out with the story of Socrates, who was the Rebbe of Plato, who was the Rebbe of Aristotle. So Socrates, somebody came to Socrates, and he asked him, what is the path to wisdom? So Socrates says, come and meet me at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So he comes to meet Socrates, and Socrates starts walking. So he understands he's supposed to follow him. And he just keeps walking and walking. This guy goes behind him. Then he walks into the sea. The man walks behind him. He goes in. He turns round when it's about up to his shoulders. And he looks into the man's eyes. He puts his hand on the man's shoulders. Ah, now he's going to teach me the path to wisdom. And that moment, Socrates pushes down with all his might and holds the person underwater. And the guy is trying to get loose. He can't breathe under the water there. And he's pushing and fighting and finally manages to break away. He's coughing and choking up water and he runs to the shore. And Socrates calmly walks over. And now he comes over to Socrates and finds out, what was all that about? He says, what were you thinking when you were under the water there? He says, I was thinking, I want to breathe. He says, what else were you thinking? Only one thing. I need air. I want air. That's how much you have to want wisdom. That is the path to wisdom. When you care about wisdom as much as that, then you'll have wisdom. Don't try this out at home. The Pasuk says, Perek Choftes Pasuk Lamed, Shivas Yomim Yilbushim HaKoyin Tachtov Mibonov. That when the next person becomes Kohen Gadol, you have to consecrate him and make him to a Kohen Gadol also with 7 days of preparation. There was a shayla once that came to Chavetz Chaim. There was a machlokes in the city. The Rav had died, and now the son wanted to replace him. And in halacha, as long as the son is roi l'dover, he has the right to replace him. Like it says over here, Tachtov mibonov, the son takes over. He has first right to it. Of course, not if he's not roi l'dover. But if he's roi l'dover, even if there's somebody better than him, the son gets first right. So the son felt, I'm entitled to it. And in the town, they didn't want to have his rav. They wanted somebody they felt is better qualified. And there was a big machloikas in the shtot. This is a machloikas that has been replayed throughout history many, many times. So they decided they'll go to the Chavetz Chaim with the shayla, and everybody will accept what the Chavetz Chaim says. So the son said, it's a Mefurish Aposik. We've seen Chazal as well. Chazal tell us, any menuyim, any appointments, the son has a right to come first. So Chavetz Chaim said, there's another Pasuk. The Pasuk says that where we see that a son takes over, Yachol Yehi Benoi Shal Meshuach Melchama. I would think the son of the Meshuach Melchama, the Kohen who leads them to battle and makes announcements there, Meshamesh Tachtov, I would think the son of the Meshuach Melchama shall take his place. This is a Gemara in Yuma Ein Beis Amid Beis. Talmud Lomer brings a pasuk. The Mashiach Milchama, the son doesn't take over. Other places, the son takes over, not by Mashiach Milchama. He says, what's the pshat? So the Chofetz Chaim says, pshat is, because the Mashiach Milchama is take them into battle. To take Klal Yisrael into battle, you have to be an Ish Milchama. It can't be Yerusha at all. It's got to be the most qualified person to lead a battle. It says, when Ruboi Kekulei of Klal Yisrael was acting Bataris HaKodesh, there was Shema Torah Mitzvahs, the Tafkid of a Rav was only for Dovashe B'Kedusha. Then it was Shaykh Yerusha, he said. But now there's Haskalah around. And now a Rav must be an Ish Milchama. He's got to be able to win the battle today. So there's no Din Yerusha. You need an Ish Milchama suitable for the job. And if the Chofetz Chaim was saying that almost 100 years ago, obviously today, a Rav has to be an Ish Milchama to fight the battle that we have today against Yiddishkeit. Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Dalet says, V'osu Big Day Kodesh. You have to make these Big Day Kodesh. The Chinuch, who explains all the mitzvahs, on this mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah Tzadik Tes, he says a Loshon which he uses many times. It's one of his famous Yesodos of the Chinuch. He says by Korban Pesach also, in a few places it comes up. These famous words, Ha'odom Nifal Lefi Po'loisov. A person acts according to his deeds, meaning that if you do something on a regular basis, eventually you'll become what you're doing. If a person is a Rasha Gomer, he says, but is forced to be a tzaddik, eventually he'll become a tzaddik. Just from the acts of doing it, it will change the person. The same thing with a tzaddik. A tzaddik who be'oinus has to do something, has to do averus, it eventually will affect him. So if so, he said, that's the pshat in the Big Day Kodesh. The Meshorash HaMitzvah is the Shliach for Klal Yisrael. That Kohen, who's Mechapeh for Klal Yisrael, has to be so focused to make a kapora for another Yid on the Avoida to be Mechapeh. So when he looks at his clothing, it'll be Mo'er him. He has to be thinking so much about it. So he has his special clothing to arouse him, to arouse his heart to who is doing the Avoida. He's doing this Avoida for Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be Mechapeh for a Yid. And he says that's also the inyan of tefillin, as a reminder for your machshavas, to have good machshavas. Now, even though the kohen wore tefillin, he says legoidel inyonai, because of this inyan, how important it was. He needed not just the reminder of tefillin; he needed an extra reminder when doing the avoda, a special levush for the avoda. And he adds also for the person who did the chet to see that. What was going on there? The great Kedusha that was happening, the gadlus of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Avoda taking place, the Moira HaMikdash to soften his heart. And we can carry this through today as well, that a Yid also has to dress like a Yid as well. It has to be a reminder that you're also from Yid. It can't be that you look like every Shagas in the street. There has to be something to remind yourself. And again, the question is how far you go with it. There's no doubt that's the pshat in the Hasidic Levush, because nobody's going into a movie theater with a shtramel and bekesha on. You don't go like that. A guy doesn't go in usually with his brisker prayers and his kapota on. He's not going to go in there. So of course it's a question how far, but it certainly should be nicker. A person should be able to feel by looking at his clothing, the way he dresses, that is a yid as well. The Pasuk says, Va'avonim tiye al shemois b'nei Yisrael. And the Gemara in Yuma, Ein Gimel Amud Beis, please concentrate, it's worth concentrating for this. It's from the Chasam Sofer. The Gemara says, the Avonim were with the names of b'nei Yisrael. You need every letter of the Aleph Beis on the stones. Va'aloik sift tzadik. There's no letter tzadik in the Shvatim. So the Gemara answers, no problem. Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yakiv. Besides the Shvatim's names, there was also Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Freg the Gemara, V'aloik Sif Tess. There's no Tess. So the Gemara says that the names of the stones themselves were written. Oidem Pitadah. Pitadah had a Tess in it. So you had the names of the stones as well. Well, you had the names of the stones. What's the Pshat? Where do they see you had the names of the stones? So it's a Machlaikas in the Medrash. It was one or the other. So first of all, we can ask a kasha on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara ask there wasn't a tzaddik, and afterwards it asks that there wasn't a tes? It would make more sense to ask the letter tes first. It comes first to the aleph base. Says the Chasam Sofer, where do you see the names of the ovis or the names of the stones were on it? So they darshan the posuk. The posuk says, "Va'avonim teyu al shemois bnei Yisrael." The stones will be on the names. The stones are not on the names. The names are on the stones. It says there's trying to be meramis to you. Va'avonim teyu. The stones will be al can mean next to. Al shemois bnei Yisrael. The stones, meaning the names of the stones, will be next to the names of the shvatim. So you have there the names of the stones on them. The other mandom says, no, not the names of the stones. What was on it was the names of the ovis. Avonim is the loshen of Av or Ben, the names of the fathers and the sons. So Pshat, the Gemara says, very simple then. The Gemara couldn't ask the kasha first from the tes, because the Gemara understood originally that the names of the stones are on it. So the Gemara asked, there's no tes on the stones. So the Gemara answers that. Sorry, the Gemara answers that kasha by Shiftei Yeshurin Ksiv. It says Shiftei Yeshurin, the word Shiftei Yeshurin. After that it asks, so one second, saying Shiftei Yeshurin Ksiv, and has the names of the Shvatim. Then, if it's the names of the Shvatim, then there's no tzaddik on the stones. So that the Gemara answers, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Ksiv. It had already Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, so you had the tzaddik as well on the stones. Shabbos. Hmm?